Kyle, who has served as Christian County Sheriff since 2009, resigned his post in May before entering a guilty plea. He's now serving a one-year jail sentence. This has left what some of the candidates are calling a black eye on the sheriff's department, and each with a job of rebuilding trust within the community if elected. Keith Mills is one of the two independent party candidates on the ballot. Currently a captain in the Christian County Sheriff's Office, Mills has more than 20 years of law enforcement experience.
The first step in that's going to be bringing residents that are concerned into the sheriff's office, and specifically to oversee myself as sheriff. I will give them access to the office, anything that they want to look at, anytime they want to look at it, schedule, training, complaints, budget, obviously being a big one.
With experience in two drug task forces at the state and federal level, Mills says he's seen extreme examples of good and bad practices within various sheriff's offices. For Mills, being a, quote, open book and involving the community members are critical in rebuilding the department. Ralph Phillips, also an independent candidate on the ballot, is a retired U.S. Marshal and current contract investigator with over 30 years of law enforcement experience. Phillips says the fact that he has no ties to anyone currently in the sheriff's department will serve the county well in rebuilding trust. He notes that historically in these types of situations, it's helpful to start clean with no prior connections. If elected, Phillips talks about the importance of reconnecting with members of the community.
It seems like today we've lost touch from the true meaning of law enforcement, and that's protect and serve. And I think it's critical that you do that through building relationships. I can't emphasize that enough. Relationships and communicating is a key factor in all aspects of life.
Brad Cole is the Republican candidate in the sheriff's race and currently the Christian County coroner. His experience throughout municipal and county law enforcement, working in patrol, investigations, and supervisory positions, encompasses more than 20 years. While he also acknowledges the loss of public trust and that rebuilding the department will be a major undertaking, Cole feels he's proven he has what it takes.
That's one thing that I have a distinct advantage over all the other candidates when it comes to the budget and managing the county money. I am the Christian County coroner, and in the last 2 years during my term as county coroner, each year I've managed my budget in a way where I have been able to turn back into the county a surplus of 25% to 30% of my budget every year.
Democrat Ken Lovell has 18 years of civilian law enforcement experience, including military security while serving overseas. Lovell says his passion for law enforcement began when he was a teenager and says it has always been a career choice for him. He stresses that modeling good leadership is necessary. Lovell says that over the last several years, law enforcement has been lacking in ethical policy practices and professionalism around the country and notes the need for more presence throughout Christian County.
And that's the lack of presence out in the county, lack of really any enforcement. And that's not writing tickets, that's just out there being out there stopping people that could be people committing burglaries or home invasions. And when you're not out there stopping these cars or out different hours of night, you're not catching these people that are burglarizing or doing home invasion or rustling cows.
The election takes place August 4th. Find precinct information and sample ballots at our website, ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.